In terms of new hormonal strategies that might be looked at in the adjuvant or neoadjuvant setting, there was a lot of enthusiasm to look at fulvestrant a couple of years ago. People sort of now are kind of rethinking it, thinking about the dose and the schedule. Where do you see that heading?
I'm not sure. I think fulvestrant is trying to find a home somewhere. Personally, I don't see it finding a home through aggressive application in the neoadjuvant setting. I think we know enough about hormonal therapy in the neoadjuvant setting to know that when given, it works. It has a response rate that is considerable. I think we've actually known that for a long, long time. How it will improve patient outcomes to use new therapies in the neoadjuvant setting is not entirely clear to me. So I'm not at a point where I see, you know, enormously great things coming out of the application of fulvestrant in the adjuvant setting, but I'm also not privy to some of the research ideas in that regard.
How do you utilize fulvestrant yourself in your own practice?
Generally speaking, it's a second-line hormonal therapy for patients who have failed an AI in the metastatic setting. And it's used for patients, of course, who have compliance issues, patients who have financial issues with purchasing medications. For example, if a patient is diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer and is naive to therapy and is postmenopausal, the therapy of first choice is, generally speaking, an aromatase inhibitor. That aromatase inhibitor is usually one of the non-steroidal ones. And at the time of progression, the obvious option is whether to try the steroidal aromatase inhibitor or something like fulvestrant. And the data for the effectiveness of exemestane therapy in that setting is somewhat limited. The data for the effectiveness of fulvestrant is somewhat limited. So I think it's something of a coin flip. And my own personal preference is to give fulvestrant because I'm afraid it's nothing more than a personal bias. There was some encouraging information, however, that made it a little bit less of a personal bias that was also presented recently by the North Central Cancer Treatment Group, which was an organized phase 2 trial of fulvestrant in people who had failed an AI, information that we hadn't seen before. And in this context, the response rate to fulvestrant was measured at around 20%. And to be honest, that to me was a fairly encouraging response rate to that drug in the setting of a single failed hormonal therapy where rates of response tend to be quite modest. So based on the information from the NCCTG, I felt much more comfortable with using fulvestrant as second-line therapy.